the ability to remove electrons from this partially filled or completely filled, in the case of zinc, block of d orbitals and from the s orbitals means that you'll often end up with a single electron sitting in an orbital on its own. So in the case of scandium, then you can see that there's one electron which is sitting with its arrowhead pointing up on its own. That then indicates that you've got one unpaired electron. Down here, if we're looking at manganese, manganese then, as it stands, is a neutral atom, has got five unpaired electrons. Now, these unpaired electrons then will give a characteristic to that particular metal atom, or the ion that forms from it, in terms of its interaction with the magnetic field. You take a classic sample, which has got spin-paired electrons, and you put it inside the pole of an electromagnet. There's essentially no attraction for that sample to the electromagnet. If you put a sample with unpaired electrons in it, then the more unpaired electrons you've got, the more strongly that sample will be attracted to the electromagnet. And that's called the paramagnetic character of the particular ion.